Yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hey there, friend, and welcome to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio. I'm your host, Joey Kroll, and Sunday Worship, if you're not too familiar with this program, is a program that is focused on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. That's right, we try to saturate this program in the Word of God, because without the Word of God, this is just another program with just music and melodies and tunes and some random guy talking about some random stuff. So we try to saturate it in the Word of God. And today, oh, I'm so excited about today's program, because we're going to be focusing on the name above all names. That's right, and that, of course, is Jesus. That's going to be our main focus for today, the name above all names. So hope you can join me right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Precious blood, the atoning, and I repented of my sin.
That's right. There is Power in the Blood medley right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll spending some time here with you as part of your weekend, part of your Sunday. And today we are focusing on the name above all names. Acts chapter 4, verse 12, it says, "Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." Actually, the context of this passage began when a crippled beggar was healed by Peter and John, and they made their way to the temple for afternoon prayers. Now, reports of the healing drew quite a crowd and quickly caught the attention of the Jewish leaders. Now, the leaders arrested the two disciples and brought them before a group of high officials with a demanding question. They asked, "By what power or what name do you do this?" And Peter's answer is straight to the point, "Jesus Christ." Salvation expresses the idea of being rescued from a dangerous situation. Our spiritual condition is certainly that. We are sinners separated from God, and we can do nothing about it. Our best efforts fall short. Death is our destiny. Not just physical death, but eternal separation from God. We need to be saved, and only one person can rescue us. Amen. Jesus came to earth to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Being fully God, he came to pay the penalty for our sin as the sinless sacrifice. Being fully man, he was entirely qualified to die on our behalf. On the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for your sin and mine. It is through him and him alone. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.
Has triumphed o'er sin's fatal curse. For death, where is thy sting? There is no other name. There is no other name under heaven where might we be saved. There is no other name. Seed of Abraham, by the blood of his cross he has laid salvation's perfect plan. There is no other name, there is no other name under heaven whereby we are saved. There is no other name.
Steve Camp, and there is no other name right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. My name is Joey Kroll. Friend, I pray that you're enjoying your weekend. Here we are, it's Sunday, the second half of the weekend, and today we're talking about the name above all names, Jesus. It's the only name people take in vain, the only name people swear by, the only name which stirs up such hate and venom. The only name which produces love in the hearts of many who speak it. And it's the only name that can save us. A couple years ago, Britt Hume of Fox News spoke of that name in recommendation of Tiger Woods, who was having a very difficult time in his life, citing his need of forgiveness and a faith that offers it. It was a personal recommendation given because he was asked for his personal opinion. Oh, and I don't know if you remember this, what a firestorm of controversy it was for Britt Hume and Fox News. Jesus. Just by that very name, demons fall down, sickness is healed, sight restored, and souls saved.
Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. Bless that wonderful name. Bless that wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. There's freedom in that name of Jesus. Freedom in that name of Jesus.
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount, I'm fixed upon it, mount of the
founts of every blessing right here on this edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. Today we are focusing on the name above all names. Remember that song, Jesus? There's just something about that name. The words of that song are right, are so true. Salvation from what is warped and broken in our world is found in no one else. He is our Savior because He was willing to come to this world, bear our limitations, shame, and sin, and then triumph over them, including death. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, that I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Fragrance after the
You're listening to Sunday Worship on Great News Radio.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my bed.
You're listening to Sunday Worship right here on Great News Radio, Amazing Grace. Friend, how are you? My name is Joey Kroll. Thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you as part of your weekend as we have been focusing on the name above all names. I love what Paul writes in Philippians chapter 2, 9 through 11. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Friend, I pray that you enjoy the rest of your weekend, and until next time, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.